Many farms have a farm dog. Usually the dog is a well-loved pet, but occasionally the dog is trained to assist with some tasks like herding. But for this lady, the farm dog is the critical component that makes the farm run. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Got equipment to sell privately but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on MachineryPete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com and click on Sell Mine.
Jackie Allenbrand remembers a conversation that sparked an idea.
I thought of the idea in 2005. I met a farmer at a farm show. He was dealing with a partial leg amputation, and we started talking about how dogs can be so helpful on the farm.
Jackie used dogs on her farm, and she wondered if she might be able to train dogs to help farmers with disabilities.
I got some funny looks when I brought up the idea of training dogs to help farmers on the farm and opening gates and carrying buckets, and then another side with border collies, help them herd, that sort of thing.
She thought the idea had merit, and she began to research who might already be performing such services for farmers.
Didn't find anything, so kind of thinking, well, I think we should maybe move forward on this. So in 2005, started doing more research. Didn't really place our first dog, though, till 2009. So a lot of research and time and talking about it before anything really started happening.
Jackie had always had dogs around her farm, and she found others who wanted to assist farmers in need by training those dogs. She set up a 501c3 charitable organization. Originally, her sights were just set on her home state, but the name has grown as the outreach has crossed borders.
Farm Dog is spelled PHARM. It's Pets Helping Agriculture in Rural Missouri. And I added USA to the end of the name. So we're Farm Dog USA because we hope to not only help farmers in Missouri, but outside the state lines as well.
Farm Dog USA has helped many farmers and is still looking to help others. We'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. In Albany, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.